saying that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth, and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. Then he rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Ever since I began paying attention in church, I'm not really sure how long that's been, and certainly since the time I began attempting to preach to people other than my husband and children on a regular basis, I've had a hard time trying to reconcile the two diverse aspects of the events recollected in our lectionary for Palm Sunday. Well, I realize that the paradox of shouting Hosanna to the King and singing All Glory, Laud, and Honor, followed by the reading of the Passion of our Lord, is in good part what makes this service so meaningful and chilling. It is in my mind almost more than I can take in. I can imagine no better way to begin the journey through Holy Week. The breadth and depth of it all is more than we can possibly take in. The past several days have been that way here at Grace Church as well. We suffered loss. Loss that seems particularly untimely. It seems more than we can take in. Losing a child of four never makes sense. It's more than we can understand. It rocks our very foundation and can challenge our faith to its core. Losing a friend in a moment, one who earlier in the day was making plans to work in her garden and be here at church today, is more than we can understand. It doesn't make sense. As I reflected on these events and on the events we remember on Palm Sunday, the line that hit me squarely is a line from the committal anthem in the Rite One burial office in the Book of Common Prayer. And the line is this: in the midst of life, we are in death. That statement rings so true. And it continues by asking, in whom may we seek succor but of thee, O Lord? And again, this rings so true. If we try to make sense of death by relying on our own experience, our own judgment, we will find no solace, no peace. There will be no succor. It's more than we can take in. What better example do we have of this than in the events we recall on Palm Sunday, where the shouts of Hosanna to the King are echoed by calls to crucify him? When thinking on the line, in the midst of life, we are in death, I realized that I wasn't sure where that line came from originally. It sounded like something from one of the Psalms, but I couldn't put my mind on which one. So after some research, I discovered, thanks to Marion Hatchett, that the line is attributed to a Swiss monk named Notker, who is said to have composed it in the year 912, while he was watching the construction of a bridge over a chasm and realize the danger that the builders faced. He was watching them build a bridge over a chasm. That's exactly what the life and death and resurrection of Christ is. A bridge over a chasm. He is the bridge between life and death. The bridge that leads to life after death. He is the hope and the succor. He is what makes it bearable. The hope he gives is eternal life in him. Remember the story of Dives and Lazarus? Dives is a wealthy man and Lazarus is a beggar who sits at his gate that Dives never noticed. Lazarus died and went straight to the bosom of Abraham. Dives dies too, but is in Hades being tormented. And he looks up and sees Lazarus far away at the side of Abraham and requests that Abraham send Lazarus to dip his finger in water to cool Dives' tongue. Abraham reminds him of the state of Lazarus in life compared to the life of Dives. And then he says, between you and us is a great chasm that has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us. Dives, in a hollow attempt to consider someone other than himself, says, then send Lazarus to my brothers to warn them so that they will not come to this place of torment. Abraham reminds him that they had Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them. Dives, still trying to be in charge, retorts, no, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. And Abraham says, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced even if someone rises from the dead. And we know what Abraham is alluding to. We know who has become the bridge over the chasm, the bridge between life and death, the bridge between heaven and earth. Jesus is the bridge that supports us through life, even when it seems as though we were walking over a giant chasm. Just last week, I was walking over a swinging bridge at Camp McDowell. I don't like swinging bridges. I don't really like heights very well. And I really don't like them when my footing does not feel secure. Obviously, I made it across the bridge and back. I knew it was secure. But I was very glad when I thought I was back on solid ground. The rest of the week made me realize that we are never on solid ground. That is, if the ground we're depending on is man-made. Jesus is the bridge. Jesus is the solid ground. He is the bridge that will never let us down. He is the thing we can depend on. Our collect before the liturgy of the word today was this. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering, and also share in his resurrection, Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the midst of life, we are in death. And through Christ, in the midst of death, we are in life. The road is bumpy and long and hard. And we pray that we may walk in his suffering, and that we will and do. We are not alone. God's own Son went not up to joy first, but he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified. The good news for us is that we share in his resurrection. We now move into Holy Week. We walk with Christ the way of the cross. Perhaps that walk is more real for us this year. We know there is suffering, but we know that the bridge has been built. There is no longer a chasm. In the midst of life, we are in death. But moreover, in the midst of death, we are in life. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church and the world.
By holy word and live in unity and godliness.
Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against Thee in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved
You with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in Thy will and walk in Thy ways, for the glory of Thy name.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of His great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto Him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Hear the word of God to all who truly turn to Him. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to the end that all that believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, and He is the perfect offering for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
We welcome you all here today, and if you are visiting with us today, we'd ask that you would sign the visitor's book that you will find on the table in the back of the church in the narthex so that we will get to know you a little bit better, and please do introduce yourself to me at the end of the service. I'm sorry that the weather did not cooperate this morning because I was really looking forward to being able to process with the borough, but, you know, I have no control over the weather, so that's why we did the service at the back of the church. Please do pay attention to the yellow insert in your order of service. That lists all the services that we will be having for Holy Week. There are plenty of opportunities for worship in this Holy Week, and you will find them all on that yellow insert. Please do pay attention to that. Today is the deadline to order memorial lilies. If you would like to give lilies for next week for Easter in memory or in honor of someone or in Thanksgiving, please do so. If you would fill out, there are forms at the back of the church, and you can either give them to me or another staff person, or to put them in Glenda's box. And if you don't know where that is, ask me and I'll tell you after the service. We also, of course, have our annual Easter egg hunt after the 10:30 service next week, and we need some eggs. But more than the eggs, what we really need is candy. And it really needs to be wrapped. So what we need is wrapped candy that will fit inside of plastic eggs. Is that correct, Bobby? So if you would please drop by some candy wrapped to put in plastic eggs before next Sunday, that would be wonderful. And just drop it off with Bobby, but if he's not here, you can just drop it off anywhere in the office wing and we'll make sure that it gets to him. We do not have breakfast or Sunday school next week, but we will ask that the children do please remember to bring flowers to flower the cross for next Sunday. We will have that. And then after the service, along with the Easter egg hunt, we will have the butterfly release, which I have never seen and cannot wait. I'm counting on thousands of butterflies. Am I too much expectation, Christina? Of course, on Monday, the office will be closed. I will be sneaking away for the week. If you need me, I will have my cell phone. Do not hesitate to call me. If you do not need me, do not call me. But if you do, don't hesitate. I will be answering the cell phone, but I will be hiding away on the Holy Mountain at Suwanee, Tennessee. I want to thank from the very bottom of my heart all of those who came out yesterday to help with the parish cleanup. If you noticed in between the little showers a little while ago, the yards and the area just look so much better. There were folks out here working like dogs yesterday. And since I am particularly not fond of yard work, I am particularly happy for those folks who are. So thank you all who came and worked so hard yesterday morning. Last but not least, the part I don't like but have to do is remind you that if you are not current on your pledge, please do make sure that you become current on your pledge. And if you would like to increase your pledge, no one will complain. If you want to just give some extra money to the church in Thanksgiving, we'll be happy about that too. So that's the last I'm going to say about that for a while, I hope. Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Our service continues on page 340 in the Book of Common Prayer. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right to give thanks.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who for our sins was lifted high upon the cross that he might draw the whole world to himself, who by his suffering and death became the author of eternal salvation for all who put their trust in him. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, to thee, O Lord our God, for that thou didst create heaven and earth, and didst make us in thine own image, and of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to take our nature upon him, and to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption. He made there a full and perfect sacrifice for the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to thee, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, we thy people do celebrate and make with these thy holy gifts which we now offer unto thee the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make. Having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming again with power and great glory. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and with thy word and Holy Spirit to bless and sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be unto us the body and blood of thy dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, whereby we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies. Grant, we beseech thee, that all who partake of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and also that we and all thy whole church may be made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him. And be
Amen.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Amen.